This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
A smuggling operation capsizes. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Monday, May 3rd. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
A crowded boat believed to be carrying migrants overturned off San Diego, killing four people and injuring at least two dozen.
A night of violent weather in Mississippi, where tornadoes touched down in at least three cities.
President Biden said to meet with congressional Republicans this week to discuss infrastructure spending.
And raising alarms over the prescribing of opioids to help people suffering long-term from COVID.
A health expert, due to the findings of the study, are expressing concern that this could lead to more addiction problems, and also shift the trajectory of the opioid crisis back to prescription opioids.
Senwu Tan at the Washington Times on opioids for the so-called COVID long haulers. A boat suspected of human smuggling operations capsized and broke apart off the coast of San Diego yesterday, killing four people and injuring 24 others. It happened near a rocky peninsula called Point Loma, near Cabrillo National Monument. San Diego Lifeguard Lieutenant Rick Romero said authorities recovered three bodies in the surf. One person was rescued from a cliff, and 22 others managed to make it to shore.
The boat was on the reef, bouncing back and forth, and then just slowly disintegrated into a bunch of pieces. So there's no boat there. It's all debris.
It was unclear where the people on board originated from. The captain of the boat is reportedly in custody and speaking with investigators. The group had reportedly been riding in a low-slung panga. That's a boat often used for smuggling. The San Diego Union-Tribune says just 4 days ago, Customs and Border Protection agents intercepted a panga 11 miles off the coast of Point Loma that was carrying 21 Mexican citizens suspected of trying to enter the U.S. illegally. All were detained. We may find out this week if President Biden and congressional Republicans can reach an agreement over his proposed infrastructure package. Negotiations are expected to ramp up in the coming days. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said that Mr. Biden had invited West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito and others to meet this week. She's one of the lead GOP negotiators on the infrastructure package.
I've talked to a lot of my colleagues and certainly constantly talking with White House and others. And I just feel like there's a real desire and will for us to work together on something we've traditionally worked together on through many, many years.
She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Republicans last month, you'll recall, proposed spending $568 billion on infrastructure, offering a far narrower and less expensive alternative to the $2.3 trillion plan Mr. Biden unveiled in March. His plan went beyond transportation, with money thrown in for things like home care for seniors, plus technology and manufacturing research. President Biden is aiming to push a broad legislative agenda through a narrow political window, seeking to enact sweeping changes to transportation, child care, and tax policies, among other issues, before next year's challenging midterm elections. With a look at some of the headwinds, we're joined now by Ken Thomas, White House reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Ken, what are we looking at?
Well, the president was able to get his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill through during the first 100 days. And now they have a number of big tasks ahead of them. He's trying to get an infrastructure deal. They would like to try to go bipartisan on that and work with some Republicans to try to get some sort of plan through Congress to rebuild roads and bridges and do that kind of thing. They're also now launching a proposal called the American Families Plan, which will get into things like child care, free community college tuition, things like that. And so, the overhang here is that there is a very narrow majority for Democrats in the House and the Senate, and there's a small window of time. They they could lose control of Congress in next year's midterm elections, and so the window to act and the window to get these plans through is now.
Wow. All right. And as part of that, he's trying to keep Democrats together in his own party on things like, as you mentioned, guns, policing, immigration.
That's right. It's a delicate balance and a bit of a tightrope. He has, on one hand, a liberal wing of his party who would like to see him go much further, would like him, for instance, to eliminate the legislative filibuster rule, for example, to just be able to pass some of these legislative proposals with a simple majority. On the other side, though, he has more moderate members like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who are not really keen on changing rules. They're not very supportive of some of these large tax increases that the president has proposed to pay for some of these plans. And so he has to try to find some kind of middle ground here that can keep both wings of the party together and help him, if necessary, get these plans through some sort of reconciliation process, which is a parliamentary way of getting it through with a simple majority.
We're speaking with Ken Thomas, White House reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Speaking of the progressive wing of the party, you said they are pressuring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to retire so that they can, what, in theory, get in one of their own?
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic right now. Usually June is around the time when Supreme Court justices announce their retirements. Stephen Breyer is the oldest justice on the court right now, and so there's a lot of interest in his future and whether he might consider stepping down. There are a lot of Democrats who feel like, in the end, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg probably would have been better off retiring when President Obama had the ability to get a Supreme Court nominee through. That did not happen. We saw, obviously, at the end of the Obama years, the inability to get Merrick Garland onto the court. And, you know, in the end, it cost them a justice. And so there are Democrats in the party who would like to see Breyer step down. What's interesting is the White House really won't say a lot about this. They are certainly not saying publicly whether they would like to see that happening. But behind the scenes, they are certainly doing their due diligence in the event that Breyer were to announce his retirement in the summer. If that were the case, that would be a major battle ahead for the president in trying to get someone onto the court.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Thomas, White House reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, extreme weather strikes Mississippi. It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday. Frightening night in parts of Mississippi. A round of tornadoes swept through late last night, damaging buildings and littering roads with downed power lines. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The National Weather Service in Memphis posted a series of tweets warning people to take shelter as the tornado tore through Tupelo. In one post, it wrote with an exclamation point, "This is a life-threatening situation." Following the tornado, the Tupelo mayor's office warned residents to stay home so crews could assess the damage. The same line of storms caused damage in two other locations in Mississippi, Calhoun City and Yazoo City. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. Meanwhile, parts of the Southern Plains, the Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians, and the middle to lower Mississippi Valley will be under threat of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding today and tomorrow. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
A packed boat being used in a suspected human smuggling operation capsized yesterday and broke apart in powerful surf along the rocky San Diego coast, killing at least four people and injuring more than two dozen. San Diego Fire Rescue's Jose Isaya says the boat went down in a rugged area near Port Loma.
It's very rocky. There's No beach. It's pretty much cliff and rocks. So it's kind of a difficult area to perform rescues. But of course, our guys are professionals, and they're able to get in and get these 25 people out.
More than two dozen people were transported to hospitals with a wide variety of injuries, including hypothermia.
Number two.
Millions in the Pacific Northwest are facing new shutdowns, including an indoor dining ban, as COVID-19 cases rise at an alarming rate. Washington State, the first to be hit when the pandemic began, is seeing another surge in cases, with hospitalizations up 15%. In neighboring Oregon, hospitalizations rose 18%. Governor Kate Brown extended the state of emergency for another 60 days, saying lives are at stake.
Number three.
Even after more than a year of devastating coronavirus surges across the world, the intensity and scale of India's current crisis stands out, with patients desperate for short supplies of oxygen and pleas for help from overwhelmed hospitals. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with ABC.
We are continuing to work to source additional critical materials to move them as fast as we can, both directly from the United States and also galvanizing partners around the world.
As daily case counts soar far beyond what other countries have reported, experts caution the official COVID-19 numbers from the world's second most populous country are likely a massive undercount. Just as the weather starts to warm up across the country, here comes another shortage that may upend our summer: chlorine. As pool owners take off the covers, experts warn that a nationwide chlorine shortage may make it difficult for those who want to take a dip. Last August, a fire at a Louisiana-based chemical plant during Hurricane Laura ruined much of the nation's supply. If you can find chlorine, you'll likely pay a hefty price. Pool people suggest switching to saltwater systems if you're able.
This subject came up Saturday night in a conversation with a couple of friends, okay. Believe it or not.
All right.
Yeah. But you can pour, apparently, household bleach in your pool.
No, thanks.
To achieve similar results.
Ew.
Not as perfect as chlorine tablets. Thanks, Jen.
As a business owner, you eventually realize you can't do everything yourself, but hiring is complicated. And what if you only need part-time help? Belay, an innovative staffing solution, has successfully matched thousands of businesses with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. Belay offers you a virtual support team that can transform your workday. Let Belay help you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, B-E-L-A-Y, solutions.com/deal. That's BelaySolutions.com/deal.
Fletcher with us. For students who graduated in 2020 and their parents, there are plenty of hurt feelings when it comes to how universities handled graduation. In a Wall Street Journal analysis of 50 schools, all held virtual celebrations last year, and 32% will offer in-person graduations this year. But is it worth it? Here's Alina Dizek, contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Alina, what did you find?
So I found that the 2020 graduates, they all had virtual graduations, and then universities promised them that they would have an in-person commencement or an in-person reunion, and those keep getting pushed back for a lot of these schools.
Okay, so the more you push it back, does the more it become out of mind for some of these grads who've moved on with, say, a working world life?
Yeah, the grads are kind of disappointed that these celebrations have been pushed back, and they still want these in-person graduations, but at this point, you know, they've been working for a year, and it's becoming kind of out of mind for them.
What is it that they miss? Have they indicated kind of what it is they'd like to do? Dress up in a cap and gown, for example? Handshakes, hugs?
Yeah, the graduates, I think they've looked forward to these graduations for 4 years, and there's a lot of rituals in different schools that are associated with graduation, such as meeting the 50-year reunion class or, you know, going on to the quad or whatnot. And I think the grads really thought that they would get to do this too, especially when the schools promised that they would hold these celebrations.
Yeah. What about combining ceremonies with, say, the class of 2021?
So some of the schools are definitely combining ceremonies with the class of 2021. Others are holding separate ceremonies that follow, you know, that are more socially distant. And I think the students are mixed about whether to return to them or not. I think some of the people I spoke to say that they're already working and that they don't want to return for them, and others are still very, very excited to go back this spring.
We're speaking with Alina Dizek, contributor to the Wall Street Journal. She's got a story entitled "The Class of 2020 Feels Cheated on Graduation." What about like for a school that might do a combo with another and the class of 2021, what about crowd limits, you know, these days, social distancing? How do you pull that off?
So one of the schools I spoke to in terms of crowds, they got a special waiver to have people at their stadium, and others are getting special permission to have more people in one place outside. And more importantly, not everyone is returning for graduation, either from the class of 2020 or 2021.
Thanks, Alina. Alina Dizek, contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Don't forget, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. In the sport of business, we're all players, and with the game always changing, you need to be versatile. So does your wardrobe. You want both style and comfort to look as good as you feel inside the office or out. That's what Cuts Clothing is all about. Cuts Clothing keeps you sharp wherever the game takes you, from the boardroom to the bar to the gym. How? They reinvented men's clothing, starting with the t-shirt. Their Pika Tri-Blend fabric is buttery soft, wrinkle-free, and keeps its shape. Everything I've worn from Cuts is next-level comfort. Their polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts, all classics, made modern with custom-engineered fabrics you have to wear to believe. So versatile, you'll never need to take them off, and so comfortable, you won't want to. It's not just the lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
This is America's First News, preparing you for the day ahead with headlines and in-depth analysis. This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us, and welcome into Monday, May 3. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Tornadoes strike Mississippi. 4 people killed when a boat suspected of smuggling migrants capsized off San Diego. New coronavirus cases continue trending down. California candidate for governor Caitlyn Jenner, the former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, says transgender girls competing in girls' sports is not fair. Applications now being accepted for a controlled bison hunt in Grand Canyon National Park and the Louisiana car dealership that inspired strangers to help a homeless man. That story in about 20 minutes. Here's another uncomfortable angle to the pandemic. Health experts are raising concerns over physicians prescribing opioids to COVID-19 long haulers, saying it could lead to an increased risk of addiction among those who experience coronavirus symptoms long after having been infected. It's a story by Sen Wu Tan, reporter at the Washington Times. Sen, what's up here?
So health experts, due to the findings of the study, are expressing concern that this could lead to more addiction problems and also shift the trajectory of the opioid crisis back to prescription opioids.
So explain, Sen, what some of these long haulers experience regarding pain or long COVID, as they're also called, right? Something like that?
Right. So these long haulers, as they're sometimes referred to. So what we've been told is that, or what we've learned is that, so is continuation of symptoms. So after infection, and this could be, patients who experience symptoms post-infection for a while, or could include patients who felt that they've recovered, but then a month later have issues with symptoms again. And there's been a range of symptoms, so fatigue, headache, loss of taste or smell, dizziness, but there's also been more serious issues as well. So bone and muscle pain, also gastrointestinal issues as well. So some more serious side effects as well.
Goodness. All right. So once you're given the opioid, what is that doing for these patients, or what are some of the concerns, I guess, besides addiction?
So I think a lot of times with long COVID-19, patients can, you know, this can manifest as pain in certain patients. So I think what's happening is that doctors are prescribing opioids for pain that long COVID-19 haulers are experiencing, and then also medications for anxiety. And there is a concern that, you know, once these patients leave the hospitals, clinic, et cetera, that they're still continuing this opioid prescription use. So there is a concern about that, that health experts have expressed.
Didn't you say, too, in the story that opioids can suppress breathing or lungs, lung capacity, something like that?
Yes, and COVID-19 is a respiratory illness, as many of us know. So there is also concern about that, too, which is why one expert was saying, you know, maybe if you prescribe someone an opioid, also give them naloxone as well.
We're speaking with Senwu Tan, reporter at The Washington Times. She's got a good story entitled Opioids for COVID-19 Long Haulers Raise Addiction Concerns. You referenced in the story statistics regarding outpatient visits, right? Once these folks seemingly have their symptoms subside, then they come back. What do we know about that?
Right. So a new CDC study found that 69% of more than 3,000 non-hospitalized adult COVID-19 patients had one or more outpatient visits 28 to 180 days after diagnosis. And two-thirds had a visit for a new primary diagnosis, and about one-third had a new specialist visit, according to the study. And I did see a different estimate that I think it came out of Seattle, Washington, and they found that about an estimated 33% of patients had developed COVID, long COVID-19. So there's kind of various numbers out there, but as we can see, it seems that a good proportion of people are developing long COVID and experiencing symptoms that last a while after post-infection.
Yeah, and to be clear, and I don't think it was in your story, it's, so this may be not something that we can answer here, but this is the same COVID that just hasn't left your body? It's not a second positive infection, right? Or do they even know?
So so they're saying that this is not a reinfection and that the person with long COVID isn't actually infected, is what experts have said. However, they don't really know the reason as to why some people develop long COVID-19. And so that's something that researchers are looking into to try to understand.
Thanks, Sen. Senwu Tan, reporter at The Washington Times. Coming up next, proof that birthday cash inside helium balloons is a bad idea. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Monday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, anyone who's tried to get lunch from McDonald's during breakfast time will tell you that the chain takes those meal times seriously. And that apparently goes for people wielding weapons as well. Fox News says a robber who claimed to have a gun demanded money from a register from a McDonald's location in the UK and forced the manager to give him access to the store safe. Then on his way out, the man reportedly demanded some chicken McNuggets. Unfortunately for him, it was still too early in the day, and the restaurant was only serving items from its breakfast menu. Apparently unwilling to wait for some nuggets to be cooked, the crook made off with a double sausage McMuffin instead. So not only did he not get any nuggets, but the thief's face was picked up by security cameras, and he eventually turned himself in.
probably the hanging around, you know, arguing about nuggets. Mm-hmm. You know, the longer you stay, the longer the cameras have to pick up on your face.
I mean, you glossed over something here. I just want to confirm that it's a thing. A double sausage McMuffin?
Yeah, no, this is in the UK. They have different things on their menus there. Yeah, I've never heard of that here.
Yeah.
That would be really cool if they did have that here, but I have not heard of that in the US.
If I've been missing this, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, and why do they have that here and not there and not here?
Yeah.
What's the situation
there? I mean, can we get that going? And can you request that? I guess you can request that, right?
I mean,
get dinged an extra buck or something for your sandwich.
I guess you could. We've never tried that before, but yeah, perhaps we have to.
A double sausage McMuffin. You can't just gloss over that in a story like this.
Right, and not only that, but the fact that he probably made out better than he would have with the McNuggets with the double sausage McMuffin. I mean, McNuggets can be okay, but I mean, those sausage patties are pretty good.
That's
double,
legit.
I mean, that's not bad.
Come on, man.
And unfortunately, he didn't get to eat them for long before getting tossed into jail.
And they probably won't be part of his meals in jail either.
Most likely not. No doubles for him. Mm-mm. And beware, Gordon, of wind and helium balloons, especially when there's cash involved. 37-year-old Nikki Walker was excited when she opened the wrapped balloon present sent to her by her mom, who couldn't attend her birthday celebration. Unfortunately, when Walker untied the box outside in her yard, she didn't realize she let go of the balloon with the money attached to the string, totaling around $120. A video shows Walker jumping to try and grab the personalized pink balloon, but she misses it by a few inches as it slipped through her fingers and floats up to the sky. The family can be heard laughing and shouting in shock as she puts her hand to her mouth in horror. At last check, Walker has yet to retrieve her money and has no idea where it landed after it took off from her yard on Friday.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Yes, you know, too busy. I don't know. She was, like, going to look down at the card or something, slips out of her hand and flies away. And she didn't realize, you know, until it was just about out of her reach that it was flying away, and then had to, you know, jump and try and get it. And before she knew it, $120 is flying into the wind.
Mom. Hey, Mom. Was there anything in that balloon? Right, this is the call, because Mom couldn't be at the party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about $120.
Or next time, Mom, just send a card.
Or a check.
Or,
so we can cancel it.
Yeah. Right. One of those two things would have been preferable.
Terrible. It's going to wind up in Mongolia. We'll hear about the story years later. You'll do a follow-up. Remember that story from 2021? That balloon that sailed away from Scotland?
Yes.
Yeah, I got caught up in the jet stream. Thanks, Mike. It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday. A few decades late, perhaps you finally got the cash to buy the car you coveted in high school. But do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into? NerdWallet says, for example, most banks usually don't finance expensive 20-year-old collector cars. You'll need cash or a really low-interest personal loan. And without special classic car insurance, it's valued just as any old beater if it gets totaled. These days, the internet allows you to cast a wide net when searching for a classic car. One method is to just type the year, make, and model into Google, followed by for sale. Another way, look at the classified ads from owners clubs, such as for Mercedes-Benz or BMW. Also, check auction sites, including Bring a Trailer, eBay, Hemmings, and Cars and Bids. In recent years, the cost of many classic muscle cars has shot up, so you probably won't find many good ones at bargain prices. But there are exceptions, and there are still cool, affordable cars that are under the radar, such as the Mazda RX-7 or even a Mustang GT. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Multiple tornadoes were reported across Mississippi, causing some damage. A line of severe storms rolled through the state into the nighttime hours. Late Sunday, a tornado emergency was declared for Tupelo and surrounding areas. Emergency crews are still assessing the damage.
Number two.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden's massive proposed spending on infrastructure, families, and education will not fuel inflation because the plans would be phased in gradually over 10 years, she spoke with NBC.
I don't believe that inflation will be an issue, but if it becomes an issue, We have tools to address it.
Americans' income soared in March by the most on record, and the economy expanded at a vigorous annual rate of 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year, leading to concern about inflation.
Number three.
11 people were injured too critically when an elevated deck of a Tennessee waterfront restaurant collapsed during a birthday party group photo. The joyous festivities turned to a moment of terror on Saturday in suburban Chattanooga when the wooden deck suddenly gave way. Safety expert Michael Boudry.
The properly built deck can take the loads. It's a matter of how long, how old, has the deck been repaired or maintained, and was there movement?
Photos show the large wooden deck lying in shambles amid broken railing. Anti-ownership protests by Manchester United fans forced the postponement of a Premier League game against Liverpool after the stadium was stormed and thousands more supporters blocked access as they demanded the Glazer family sell the club. The unprecedented cancellation of a game in the world's richest soccer league due to fan protests is the culmination of long-running anger against the American owners that began with a 2005 leveraged takeover that loaded debt onto the club. The wrath of supporters has boiled over in the 2 weeks since the club was part of the failed European Super League breakaway. Pants with buttons and zippers are beginning to outsell those with drawstrings or elastic waistband, and sales of blouses and sandals are back at 2019 levels. As we trickle back to work and to social events, clothes sales are ramping up, but not everyone is anxious to wear blazers and dresses. People are turning to items that are still casual, including cargo pants, large wallets to replace messenger bags, and slippers with soles that can be worn outdoors.
Slippers with soles?
I can't picture you in those.
Definitely not. Thanks, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
A Louisiana man who'd been homeless for 3 years got a helping hand and a second chance at life thanks to a local car dealership. Alcide Dominique of Dominique Auto Sales in Opelousas, Louisiana, told Fox News it's not unusual for there to be somebody sleeping in his car lot. It was a rainy morning 11 days ago when Mr. Dominique and his employee Sean first found a man named Jamie on their porch. Jamie, who's 33, found himself on the streets a few years ago after his grandparents passed away. They'd been taking care of him. He and Sean drove Jamie to get a hot meal, paid for him to stay at a local motel for the night, even picked up items for him at Walmart. They videoed some of it with more than 10 million views now on TikTok, and all of a sudden, people everywhere started to help. To keep track of the donations, the dealership created a GoFundMe page with the hashtag HelpJamie. It has since brought in more than $23,000. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.